with your ag news. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Experts say it's important to realize that modern farm technology is vulnerable to attacks by hackers, which could leave the supply chain exposed to further risk. The University of Cambridge issued a report noting that automatic crop sprayers, drones, and robotic harvesters are susceptible to an attack. BBC says that both the United Kingdom's government and the FBI are warning that the cyber attack threat is growing. John Deere says it's working to fix any weak spots in its software. James Johnson, Deere's chief information security officer, says the company has been working with several ethical hackers to find vulnerabilities. CNH Industrial is also working to improve its security posture. Benjamin Turner, chief operating officer at a British company called Agrometrics, says hacking into one tractor can upset a single farmer's profitability. Hacking into a fleet of tractors can suddenly give you the power to affect yields in whole areas of the country. Additional support for livestock processing in Minnesota is part of an agriculture budget bill the Minnesota legislature passed this weekend. Lead Senate negotiator, Elbow Lake Republican, Tori Westrum.
More meat processing grants that will help our Main Street meat markets, as well as more classroom education in our high schools through grants for meat cutting equipment so our schools can start teaching more meat cutting.
Westrum says there are also incentives for ethanol and other biofuels and money for meat, poultry, dairy, and egg processing facilities. Lead House negotiator, ESCO Democrat Mike Sundin, calls the package a good compromise to help address urgent needs that farmers are facing now. But he notes that the Senate refused to adopt several key priorities of House Democrats, including pollinator research, support for farmers, market vendors, and investments to support small meat processors. Also at the legislature, $8 million in drought relief grants, Westrum says.
Those that were impacted by the drought last summer and fall, livestock farmers, specialty crop farmers, these grants will get out the door as soon as possible through the Department of Agriculture.
The bill also includes $2.5 million for loans prioritized for those affected by drought. And there's $4.5 million for additional response to the bird flu outbreak and threats from African swine fever. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.